Twitter files, company exaggerated Russian influence to appease media, Democrats. By Alim Bokhari on January 3, 2023. Twitter deliberately exaggerated the extent of Russian influence on its platform in an attempt to appease the media and Democrats, even after internal investigations into the matter proved a dud. According to journalist Matt Tybee, who released another batch of the Twitter files today. Twitter initially tried to stay out of the spotlight on the Russia issue in 2017, hoping Facebook would remain the main target of scrutiny from the media and Democrats. Twitter's PR department even agreed on a media strategy to keep the focus on FB. But after being slammed by Senator Mark Warner, DBA, for an inadequate response to allegations of Russian meddling, Twitter's public policy VP said the company should keep producing material on Russian interference to satisfy the Democrats. As a result, Twitter formed a Russia task force to investigate Russian influence on the platform. But the task force found little evidence of significant Russian involvement on the platform. In October 2017, the task force reported that it had found no evidence of a coordinated approach. All of the accounts found seemed to be lone wolf-type activity. Different timing, spend, targeting, $10,000 in ad spend. After reviewing 2,500 accounts manually, the task force could only find 32 suspicious accounts and only 17 of those are connected with Russia. Only two of those have significant spend, one of which is Russia Today, remaining $10,000 in spend. "We think this is exhaustive," concluded the task force. What followed was a torrent of pressure from the media, liberal academics, and politicians. In a quote to Politico, one intelligence expert, Johns Hopkins professor Thomas Ridd, said, "Were Twitter a contractor for the FSB, they could not have built a more effective disinformation platform." Politico claimed that Twitter had deleted data potentially crucial to Russia probes. In November, BuzzFeed released a report based on findings from the University of Sheffield in the UK, alleging a new network on Twitter that had close connections to Russian-linked bot accounts. Internally, Twitter concluded that while the accounts were linked to Russia, there was no evidence of them being linked to Russian intelligence. Moreover, the platform concluded that they were primarily German language and not active in the US election. Following inquiries from the Senate Intelligence Committee, requesting a write-up on the accounts identified by the University of Sheffield, Twitter chose not to defend itself. Twitter was soon apologizing for the same accounts they'd initially told the Senate were not a problem, reported Tybee. Twitter then settled on a strategy that involved lying to the public. It would publicly claim that it sanctioned accounts at its sole discretion. But its private guidance to employees was to suspend from its ads platform any account identified by the U.S. intelligence community as a state-sponsored asset attempting to influence U.S. elections. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.